I've got to read a quote here by Buddy Hackett. Remember him? A comedian and actor. Don't carry a grudge. Why? While you are carrying the grudge, the other guy is out dancing. They don't care. Yeah. Thought that was pretty interesting. Forgiveness is a word we're all familiar with. We've all had to do it one time or another, have it done for us. Forgiveness is a wonderful thing, yet sometimes it's very complicated. Luke 6:37 tells us, "Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven." Matthew 6:33, if you want to turn there, I can just go ahead and read it for us. We're all pretty familiar with it. It says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Now, Jesus Christ died for us, died for our sins, for the penalty of our sins. But when we learn about God's way, the more we learn about it, the more we're convicted. And when we're convicted, what does that mean? It means that we know that we should do what God says. And many people don't come into the church or want, if they don't, they don't want to believe because they don't want to change. You know, they're afraid of that change. If somebody tell somebody that Saturday's a Sabbath, and they know it, and they can read it, and they can prove it for themselves, but they resist that because it means they have to change. They're comfortable where they are. Actually, Acts 2:37 to 38, we'll turn there. This is starting the process of conversion. This is during Pentecost. And they were all gathered together when the Holy Spirit was given to them. It says, now when they heard this, the people, they were cut to the heart. And they said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent." Repent means turn around, go another way. "And let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of what? The Holy Spirit, their helper." So we eventually become to the point, we start the process of conversion, eventually coming to the point of being baptized. Do we all remember when we were baptized? And our sins being forgiven? And receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. This should make everything smooth sailing from here on out, right? Yeah. Not so fast. Guess what? We've just only begun. You know, I think a lot of us, when we were baptized, we think, once we're baptized and we come out of that water, it's going to be great. I'll never sin again. That you will, or have, put it like that. We'll have trials, we'll have temptations along the way to try to steer us away from the goal of the kingdom of God. How do we know this? God's word tells us. Let's go to Romans, please. Romans 3. We're going to read verses 21 through 26. But now the righteousness of the God apart from the law is revealed, righteousness rather, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all, on all who believe, for there is no difference. For all have sinned and all fall short of the glory of God. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness because of his forbearance, God had passed over the sins that were previously committed to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Christ. We have trials. Has anybody here not had a trial? I doubt it. Trials of being offended by others, which presents even more stress on our relationships. When they offend us or sin against us, what then shall we do? How shall we do it? How often should we forgive those who sin against us? Let's find out what Jesus said. He was asked that question in Matthew 18. Let's go to verse 21. Then Peter came to him, that's to Jesus, and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Up to seven times? And Jesus said to him, I do not say it to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and the payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, please have patience with me, and I will pay you all. I'll pay you everything I owe you. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, and released him and forgive him the debt. But that servant went out and found another fellow servant, another one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, which is a small amount in comparison. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what you owe. So this fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, please have patience with me, and I'll pay you all that I owe you. And he wouldn't do that. But he went and threw him into the prison until he should pay the debt. So when the fellow servants saw that what he had done, they were very, very grieved and came to and told their master all that had been done. Then the master, after he had called him, said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you of all your debt because you begged me. Should you not have also had compassion on your fellow servant? And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that he owed him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you, if each of you from your heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. So we need to have compassion with other people. We expect it from them. But what about it when we fall short and slip up ourselves? Up to that, or that sin that seems to continue plagues us even when we are striving so hard for the will of God. Well, it's not easy, but try again, as the saying goes. Of course, sometimes it takes a lot of tears and heartache on our part, along with prayer and fasting, and turning the issue back over to God. God's the one that can forgive it. He says in Psalms 55:22, I'll just read this. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteousness to be moved. I also want to read, and that was Matthew 11, 28-30. I have a couple more to share with you. Let's go to Isaiah 41:10. He says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. In 1 John 1, 9, or, yeah. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. My brethren, a lot of times in our lives we have things that come up that we just have a hard time with. It's called the past. It's called memories. And for some reason, Satan uses that against us to play on guilt, make us feel guilty about something we did, maybe we didn't do. But he uses that as to try to keep us out of God's kingdom. Guilt is a bad thing. We can get rid of guilt by turning it back to God. Get on our knees in prayer fervently for God to forgive that sin if we have one. I mean, we have sins, but if we're dealing with something, sometimes we're dealing with something we don't need to deal with, but it plagues in our mind. It's like going to a family reunion. And you're always going to have one person that brings something up at that reunion to cause problems. You did this to me 30 years ago. Did what? You don't even know what it was. That they'll use that to bring guilt to you. They've got to bring it back to them. We need to get rid of that. We need to turn it back over to God. Yes, we need to pray to our most loving Father in heaven, asking again for help and forgiveness. Knowing this, he is more forgiving than anyone who forgives 70 times 7. Don't keep carrying the burden, but rather giving it back to God. Remember, don't carry a grudge. Because while you're carrying the grudge, they're dancing. But rather give it back to God, and then let it go.